Yeah, hi, this is Rob, the Bard of Bollocks, and I'm here to talk about the Vessel of Nonsense. It was first lockdown, and we were all doing pre-records, for Plato's Retreat, and Sam had phoned us all up. And then one week I did my Emmerdale review, and it sounded a bit like a slam poem. And Chris said, man, that sounds like a slam poem. I went, right, next week I'm going to do a slam poem. And that's what just kicked me off. Those were the days when we didn't know what was going on, and we were all doing things. Do you know what I mean? And then it went from there, really. And then when we were all allowed to come back here, I thought to myself, I'm going to record some of these and give them to Amelia. Now, I love Amelia. I've always wanted to, like, collaborate with her on something. At one stage, we were talking about doing a radio soap opera, which I'd like to do one day because that would be brilliant. Anyway, I recorded Mask and MR, and I just said, right, what can you do with that? And then she worked her magic, and that's what really started it off. Well, I've always played around with it. Like back in the day, years and years ago, I was in a band. We were so bad, we weren't bad enough to be good. We were just bad. But I've always enjoyed writing stuff. And I played around with poetry before. But as I say, it was lockdown. When I used to do breakfast with Rachel and that, I started doing my poems there because I had a captive audience. And then that's when the Bard of Bollocks came along because they said, oh, we'll make this a segment. Have you got a name? And I thought, oh, Bard of Bollocks. Bet you no one's called that. No. I've got to be on my own with that one. Yeah, and it just went from there, really. No, I write all the time. I found all this really quite good for getting stuff out. Because I write a lot of poems, but there's only these ones and another couple that I've recorded and haven't done anything with. When I'm writing them, I can actually hear the music in my head. For a while, I thought it was my neighbours, but it wasn't. And I think that's really weird. And for it to go from that to end up what I've got now, I'm blown away by it all. I'm just enjoying the moment. I actually recorded it where we were recording this at BFM. It was just here. Yeah, and while we were doing Plato's Retreat, I would just sneak in here and just start having a go. And I you can probably tell I don't do that many takes. Because when I finished, I end up just this horrible sweaty mess, just dripping. Each one of these is a reaction to what was going on at the time. As you can tell, like with the early ones, yeah, it's just what's happening. And I just try to get a point across without preaching to anybody, without ramming it down someone. So I just want people to maybe listen to this, maybe have a bit of a chuckle. I don't try to put funny stuff in there. That's just how I write. I just want people to have a think about stuff, that's all. Right, well, Vessel of Nonsense was a bit of a thing for me. It all came about last year, at the end of the year, from doing breakfast, from doing Mind Trench, talking about interesting scientific, you know, animal stuff, really amazing stuff. What stuck in my mind? And I sat there and I thought, oh, you know, I normally look through my notes. And I thought, no, what has stuck in your mind? And after everything I talked about, all I could remember was dog splooting. And that's all I could remember. And I sat there and I thought, I'm just an empty vessel. And I thought, no, I'm a vessel with bits of nonsense in it. So hence Vessel of Nonsense. And then when I wrote it, I just had so much stuff. There was so much stuff going on in the world. And there was so much stuff going on in my head. I wanted to get it all out in one go. It's all over the place, this song, lyrically. Doesn't really make any sense. Just bish, bash, bosh. But I wanted to get everything that was on my mind just out. Plus, I got Chris to do that intro, Chris, who does Plato's. That voice, I hate that voice and love it at the same time. And I think it just sets it up really nice. I love it for a tenth of a second, then detest it for eternity, but I love it as well.
Hey, oh yeah, you're listening to The Sounds of the Bard, produced by M. Amelia. The song's called The Vessel of Nonsense. I do hope you enjoy it immensely. I know that I do, at night, when I'm listening to it in bed, and a little bubble bath. I'm a vessel of nonsense. I hope you are too.
My mind is a gap of contradictions, hence 50-50 with sporting predictions. Never claims to be clever or bright, or blessed with some sort of second sight. Everything works until it doesn't, so it can change things like, I don't know, maybe the government. From the river to the sea is 100% right, anything else, 100% shite. I know half what to do. In my way, I hope I'm not teaching and not coming across as lefty preaching. I'm levels above woke, which means I'm proper awake. So, embrace the truth, destroy the fake, ignore the hate. It's so easy not to hear what they're saying. Their voices are so mundane. I truly feel sorry for them. Vile rhetoric has seeped into their brain. So, I've never been a jock, more a geek, but that doesn't mean I'm slow at my feet. That's feet with an A and not an E, just love playing the words, that's always been me. Different ear ingestion, try Vessel of Nonsense, which is me, so obviously a non-biased suggestion. Right, that's it, I'm done. That wasn't too shabby, back to binge watching Downton Abbey. Actually, it's Poirot, I couldn't think of anything that rhymed with that, so yeah, I'm just going to keep going on that, and you can go up there. Thank you! Do you know what? I'd actually forgotten all about this track. I wrote that about him. I wrote that and Mask at the same time. And it was my way of getting frustrations out of, especially Mark Richardson. Like, if you've got a platform, I'm an idiot. And I feel bad winkling him out now because I don't know what he does anymore. So maybe it works. It was just that you're in a responsible position. Don't talk nonsense. Now, this one is... Oh, yeah. MR is a penis. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class. And to me, that makes you 100% penis. Someone once told me, for you, it's all an act. If that's the truth, fucking hell, that's worse. Now, that's a fact. I don't know if you realise you come across as a complete and utter twat. And if you live in America, you'd be wearing a MAGA hat. So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, do us all a favour, Emma. Fuck off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. You're a penis. Mark Richardson. Fuck off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Fuck off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Fuck off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Fuck off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, fuck off and go away. 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 When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100%. Fuck off and go away. 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 So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, do us all a favour, Emma. And the same with Mask. I wrote that after doing a show on Saturday when there'd been a protest at Aotea Square, the anti-vaxxers and anti-mask people, and I had to catch a rail bus. And I was on the bus. There wasn't many people on it. We're all masked up. And someone from the protest tried to get on the bus. You could tell he had his placard like squashed into his bag. And he got on the bus and the driver went, "You ain't got a mask, you can't come on." And he said something. She said, it was brilliant. She said, "Look, see all us lot? I'm wearing this to protect those people, and those people are wearing theirs to protect these people. We're all doing this to help each other. Get off. If you haven't got a mask, just get off." And we drove off and everybody cheered on the bus. And I wrote that by the time I got home to Papakura. I just written it. When I start writing, I just don't stop. Okay. I really don't think it's that much to ask. Just wear a fucking mask. Seriously, you're not going to make anyone go away. But we're all allowed to have our own say. And I've heard you say stuff like the earth is flat and no one's walked on the moon. And the universe is a giant plastic red spoon. Boom. 5G towers make you all funny. And the lizard people own all the money. No such thing as climate change, and the earth is only 6,000 years old. You believe any weird shit you're told? You believe any weird shit you're told? But before I finish, I must just say, no it isn't. Yes they have, that's fucking ridiculous. No they won't, and no they don't. You should have worn a fucking mask. enjoyed your walk home. You should have worn a fucking mask. Well, this was after COP29 or whatever the hell it was. In my opinion, COP, you should have had no more than three of them. First one, hey, everybody, we're in trouble. Second one, why haven't you done anything? Third one, sort it out. And it's just some people are trying to do stuff and so many other people just don't care. All they're worried about is, you know, the latest thing that's happening on social media or whatever, do you know what I mean? Just getting on with their lives. And it's just, can't we just sort something out? Just, that's the one where I came in here and couldn't switch the thing off. You can hear Anika and stuff in it. I send everything I record, everything I do, I send Amelia everything. And that's all her just going through it all and just doing her magic. It's just brilliant.
I blame the kryptonite butter.
And nothing at all, just nothing at all.
Right, this is a real difficult one for me. This is the most personal thing I've ever written. I actually wrote it. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning not feeling very well. I always write stuff in my notebooks, but I actually wrote this on my phone and I just left it at that. It's a personal experience for me. I've only ever listened to that song twice. It upsets me too much. And when I did it, I said to Amelia, I just went trip hop. I want like Massive Attack Angel vibes. I just want it to be like really poof, in your face. So it's a real, real personal thing for me. It's the most personal thing I've ever written. This is called 2 AM. The pain never goes away. You just have to make room for it and live with it every day. I haven't really got a choice. Sometimes it makes me cry, sometimes it makes me scream, sometimes I swear and shout, sometimes I want to curl up in a corner and never go out. But I have taken control back and it doesn't rule my life. But on regular occasions, the fucker gives me strife. Everything I've had, the bastard's taken away. It's a constant battle, day after day after fucking day. Day after day after fucking day. But when it comes to it, it is what it is. Take every day as it comes. Could be worse, that's just life. Don't consider it a curse. I probably enjoyed writing this poem more than anything I've ever written before, because what I recorded is only about half of what the poem was, because once I started, I couldn't stop. And basically, it's my little protest about how we as a species are a bit rubbish at stuff, good at of some things, but we would find it impossible to work with each other. We should all be working together. not them and us, left, right, good, bad, whatever. We should, it's not hard. We could learn a lot from bees. That's all I'll say. It's just, I get annoyed. I think this left, right, them, us, whatever it is, it's always been there, but I don't want to go back to COVID and that. But that seemed when everything got heightened. And I just, we don't need it anymore. Learn from bees, man. Bees are the most onto it species going.
What? Humanity. What is bollocks? What is not? What is kindness? What is greed? What is left? What is right? What is good? What is shite? What is young? What is old? What is meek? What is bold? What is happy? What is sad? What is serene? What is mad? What is us? What is them? What is chaos? What is zen? What is war? What's all this for? All you hear is silent screams and a silent shout. Before it's all over, humanity, sort it out. Dot, 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 what? Dot, 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 what? Dot, dot, dot. What? Humanity. What is bollocks? What is not? What is kindness? What is greed? What is left? What is right? What is good? What is shite? What is young? What is old? What is meek? What is bold? What is happy? What is sad? What is serene? What is mad? What is us? What is them? What is chaos? What is zen? What is war? What's all this for? All you hear is silent screams and a silent shout. Before it's all over, humanity, sort it out. Dot, 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 what? Dot, 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 what? Dot, dot, dot. What? Humanity.
Okay, we're recording now. Oh, shit. This is Rob Bollocks, and you're listening to Hunter on Totally Wired BFM. How was that?